Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 22nd of October. UK September inflation data was more modest than had been expected. Airfares added to inflation by not falling as much as they did this time last year. Food prices, however, have moderated. Cheese, apparently, has been a big factor here. It seems that UK supermarkets have become a bit more general in their price discounting policies. But this may not change consumers' perceptions of inflation all that much. For several months now, the inflation rate for food consumer price inflation has been rising faster than the British Retail Consortium's Food Shop Price Index. The former does not include price discounts applied for loyalty card holders. The latter does. An overwhelming majority of UK households hold consumer loyalty cards, suggesting that the food price inflation that is experienced, while still quite high, has also been notably less than the recorded rate in the official data. If loyalty card discounts morph into general discounts, headline consumer price inflation is reduced as per this month, but most consumers' price experience is not changed. Yesterday's sharp sell-off in the gold market seems to have slowed down today. The move still leaves gold prices substantially higher than they were a few months ago, and of course several of the fundamental underpinnings remain in place. Several central banks see gold as a safer way of holding a dollar asset than holding a US Treasury. US interest rates are likely to continue to fall. The US dollar is not expected to strengthen. The fear of missing out trade may not be so reliable a prop, however. Economically, a move of this scale has relatively limited impact. There is technically a negative wealth effect for those people who have been holding gold, and that could be relevant for a country like India, where gold remains a very key store of wealth. But for the most part, the allocation to gold is still too small, and the move in markets still too limited for economists to be getting concerned about the consumption impact of these gyrations. US President Trump has been creating some uncertainty about previously assumed meetings. The proposed meeting with Russian President Putin may not happen. This is something that markets have not been especially focused on. But while expressing optimism about being able to achieve a good trade deal with China early next month, Trump also conceded that a meeting with China's President Xi may not happen either. That is something markets would be more focused on. China's relative bargaining strength has been shown with Trump's desire to focus on rare earths and soybeans, exports from China and imports to China that are economically and politically important to the United States. The US taxpayers' first foray into currency market trading for years is not turning out to be as triumphal as had been hoped. Market reports suggest that there was another bout of currency intervention by the United States yesterday, and Argentinians were only too glad to take the government's offer of dollars in exchange for their pesos. So much that the peso hit another all-time low and came very close to breaking the currency band it's not supposed to break. US Treasury Secretary said that the commitment of US funds to Argentina was not a bailout. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.